Good morning. All right, here we go. It's kind of interesting. I've been busy doing a lot of things. I got a class to go to midweek, so I've been studying for that. And I'm, you know, I talked this morning. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And it's like, Lord, what's going to happen here? So this morning, and I think this is going to be really good. It was something Lord took me to here in Genesis. And Genesis 28, at the end of 28. Let me set this up real quick. This is when Jacob was leaving his father's house. He's going to look for his wife. And he left. And then he went to sleep. He had a dream. He had a rock. This is specific in the text here, that he picked up a rock and then he used it as a kind of a pillow, I guess. Imagine that nowadays. So anyways, he had this dream and God appeared to him and said that I'm going to multiply your family. It's going to be more than the sands of the seas. It'll be like the dust of the earth, and I will spread you north, west, east, the north, and south. All the people of the earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. So then I came to the end here. We'll go to 16. When Jacob woke from his sleep, he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." He was afraid and said, "What an awesome place this is. This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." So early in the morning, Jacob took that stone that was near his head and set it up as a marker. He poured oil on it. So what's that mean? He anointed it. And he named the place Bethel. So I looked up Bethel to find out what that means, because in Genesis in particular, Abraham did it, and then Jacob did it a few times. He named the place Bethel. And I looked it up, and it from the ancient language, it's called a place where God is worshipped. So he named the place Bethel. Now, that's in the Old Testament. That's where certain places where God is worshipped. What about the New Testament now? Where is Bethel in the New Testament? Anybody? It's in us, right? God is in us. And I think that has a good correlation with the New Testament, that a place where God is worshipped is in our bodies, you know, and with us. So, then Jacob made a vow. "God, if you are with me and watch over me on this journey, if he provides me with food to eat and clothes to wear, and if I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. This stone that I have set up as a marker will be God's house. And I will give you a tenth of all that you give me." And I think, I'm not sure, but that's, I believe, where the tithe comes from, is with Jacob here. So if Bethel is in us, and we make, he set up a stone. And I think in our lives, we set up monuments to God, right? Where we know God was with us in these situations. I have a bunch of them. Jobs, finances, homes, kids, all kinds of stuff. These are monuments to God, and I know God is with us. One example, I remember when Clint Rogers was here, and he's kind of lost his way, and he's gotten some trouble, but he prophesied over Val that we were going to have kids. And she felt something, and that's when we had Silas and Asa. So we knew, you know, that's a monument to God that something like that happened. So we set up these markers, and we know God's with us. And when we need to revisit them and see how good God's been to us, especially in the trying times, when we're in a desert or when we're in a situation that reminds us that God is with us and he'll pull us through these situations, right? When's another time that we visit these markers, I think? When we give our testimony to other people. We take these markers and we tell these to other people. And just to show how good God is, and I call my testimony and everybody else's testimony the fifth gospel. It's not in the Bible. It's our testimony we give to people. It's our gospel in our lives that connects them to the other four gospels in the Bible. I think when we relay our gospel, our message, our testimony to somebody, then that will transfer, you know, over into the, get them into the Bible and the gospels in the Bible. So, you know, it's interesting that we have these testimonies, we have these markers in our lives, the good ones, and sometimes we got bad ones that we remember, but we remember the good ones to get us through the bad times, right? That know that God is with us and God is there for us all the time. And if he does pull us through a difficult situation, he's going to get us out of it, or we're going to, you know, give us the means to get us out of it. So just remember Bethel, a place where God is worshipped, and there are stones in our lives, markers, that will be God's house, and you know, it'll be good for us to remember those from time to time in this life, and to spread our gospel and tell people about the things that we've been through and how good God has been to us. So thank you and have a good morning.